this that is unique to the few Acharyas that is unique to Krishna and Bhagavad Gita? No, the Bhagavad Gita never claims monopoly on God. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur says God is not the, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is one of the prominent Acharyas. He says God is not the monopoly of any religion or any tradition. He says that, you know, religions are meant for God. God is not meant for religion. So God is greater than all the greatest religions of the world. So we, it's like if you were to climb up a mountain, there can be different ways to climb up the mountain. So the top of the mountain like spiritual consciousness, the bottom of the mountain is like material consciousness. So we have found this particular way to climb up that mountain as very accessible, very transformational, very beneficial. Now others may find some other ways to rise up. So we are not here to say that this is the only way. All that we are saying is, this is what has benefited us, and that's why we are sharing. And there is scriptural rationale for that. See, somebody has been sick, and they've been cured by going to a particular doctor and taking a medicine, and they see somebody else who is sick. They share that medicine. Now that does not mean that we are saying that all other medicines are false or all the doctors are false. This works. So this works, that's why we are practicing it and we are wanting to share it with others. In life, we all are very practical when it comes to choices in life. But only when we come to God, we become very impractically philosophical. What do I mean by that? You know, if I have sickness, you know, okay, I don't wait to find the best doctor in the world before I treat my sickness. Start. Take a medicine. If it doesn't work, go to some other doctor. And in the process, learn. So similarly, when it comes to God also, it's not that we have to study all the religions of the world before we decide what path to follow. No, we follow. If it doesn't work, we go somewhere else. So there's nothing exclusive about the Bhagavad Gita. Now there's much that is distinctive. I have a whole series of seminars on my website on World Religions and Krishna Consciousness, where I talk about different religions. So the clarity about the knowledge of the soul, who we are, the clarity of the revelation of who God is, the systematic nature of the process by which our heart can become attracted to Krishna, all these are distinctive to the revelation that is given in the Bhagavad Gita and the Vedic tradition. So the clear knowledge of the soul, of the self, who it is, that is not so much there in the Bible. For example, the specific knowledge of who God is, the personal attributes of God, that is also not there so much. There is a certainly the talk that we should develop love for God, but a systematic stage-by-stage process for explaining how love of God develops, that is also not so much there. So this is distinctive. So the principle that we are meant to connect with God, that is universal. But the process that is given for connecting with God, the specifics of that, they are much more given in the Vedic tradition. Does that answer your question now?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.